Some of the content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners. That means if something upsets you, talk to someone about it. Nothing but a mic and a dream, writing about the colorful enigmas I've seen. Never thought in this life I'd make it to the screen, not knowing that each line was writing my destiny. Fake added a misfit, addicted to the mischiefs. Grew up in this gravel pit, made my skin thick. Aiwa, Seong Apa. In my language, that means welcome. This is Balamau Powell, the Australian hip hop artist, all the way from the Torres Straits. Jailbreak's brought to you on 2SER 107.3 FM. So I'm here keeping you company, thinking of you, wishing you well, sharing some of my story and my music with you.
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow.
You strong, isn't
it? Can't sit here and stare in sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children.
For my personal journey, I've done a bit of time myself. Sharing this time with you guys and a bit of my story has, and it's been an honor and a pleasure. Remembering the first time being shipped to that holding facility out in Brisbane, Artigori, that night was probably one of the longest nights I remember. That night, walking, being escorted to be placed into my cell, I remember hearing the other inmates, the noise and how dark it was in that facility, that door closing on me, and when you heard the lock click in place, I remember sitting thinking, what happened?
In the game of broke the drones, even kings become slaves. It's hard to elude in this Rubik's cube. Who is shocking? Who's the fool? Who is prophet and who is fool?
You know, how did I get to this point in my life? I had everything. I was in university, you know, I was had this path laid out for me. The split second of choices that I made, bad choices, bad decisions, it put me into a whole different path. And I made a decision in there to be really focused on how I'm going to get out of here. When I speak about these things, I'm a firm believer that part of the process of healing is to be able to admit to yourself that there were these things that happened in life. Like, don't deny it, that it didn't happen. Don't try to hide it. It's a part of your makeup. It's a part of your being. These experiences made me a better operator in this society and being able to make better choices. For whatever reason, however I got there, good did come out of it. There were good things that comes out of every experience that you have. It's all life experiences. Choices that we make and decisions that we make will lead us on a path you can grow from if you choose to grow from it. People are going through that, understand that we share a certain connection. Stories that I share could then help or guide the next generation to make better decisions. Telling the story of my time is a crucible moment in my journey. This was one very big deciding factor of where I was about to go in life. During this time, when I was incarcerated, that I made the decision to become a full-time artist. And I worked on my sentence to be able to make sure that when I got released, that I would never return and that I would build something to give more opportunities back to my community. I always share my story is one that I've lost a part of my life and a part of time that I will never get back. But on the positive of that, it gave me that time to reflect on my life and where I was heading. And now what Mau Power is and everything that I'm doing is because of making those decisions in those moments. The mistakes that I made that landed me to be incarcerated were all to do with violence. It was violent charges that I was dealing with. The upbringing that I had, the way that you deal with any type of force or oppression against you is to retaliate with violence. Therefore, for my actions, those were the consequences. If anyone's going through that and you're listening to this, this very moment is the time where you can make decisions, move forward and more in a positive light. Let's not look at where and what happened, but where we can go from here.
With no focus on solutions, when minds pull together, we can move through.
The impact me doing time had on my family, at that time I thought it was just me going through it. But it wasn't until when I saw my mother and my grandfather, they actually flew from the islands to come and visit me. that I realized that my family was doing the time with me. That really hit home, made it even more of a reason why I said this will never happen again. It's one thing to go through any type of hardship by yourself, but to take someone else with you on that journey, I don't think it's fair. My family being able to, or well, doing the time with me, because I thought it was mine and mine alone. After I left, I worked very hard to make sure that I've changed that mindset around within myself, more first and foremost within myself, then within my family, and then create positive impacts within my community to see that there are other opportunities you can create for yourself. I don't make the same mistakes now because I'm more aware. My mind's open from different experiences. I've been through the system, and being through it once, you realize you don't want to go through that again. But I've also been opened up to other opportunities in life. I had a vision about where I wanted to go, and it opened me up to a whole new world of experiences, great experiences which I would like more of. I guess to answer that question, how I don't make those same mistakes, I am conscious about the decisions and what I want in life. Storytelling is a big part of our culture, but also a big part of what I do in music. And I know it's one that you listeners often choose. As a musician, how a story could have a universal connection and a part of someone's story, and it would relate to your story, and that really influenced how I wrote. Archie Roach's Took the Children Away, taken from his album Chaco Lane, spoke to me and told me a story about the Stolen Generation. I had no idea what the Stolen Generation was, what the White Australia policy was, what the forcible assimilation was. I was introduced to this history that I did not know about the culture that we have in this country, the Indigenous culture, the First Nations culture.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you.
The first song I heard when I was back in high school, 14 years old, Torres Straits.
Said to us, come take our hand. Set us up on mission land. Taught us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away. Took the children away. The children away. Snatched from their mother's breast. Said this is for the best. Took them away.
My name is Patrick Mao. I go by the name Mao Power as a Australian hip-hop artist. I come from Zenith Kes, the Torres Strait Island region. And what's up, Radio Land? This is Bala Mao Power all the way from the Torres Straits, and you're with Jailbreak Community Radio Network. 2SER 107.3 FM. So if I was to describe Thursday Island, where I am from, to the listeners, my island's situate is right near the coastline of Papua New Guinea. The tip of Australia, Cape York, the Torres Straits, blue seas, yellow sand beaches, coconut trees swaying in the light island breeze, and you can hear the ocean wash up on the shore. Such a close-knit family, extended family kinship. My people come from the Gudumaluyagal regions, which is the top western regions of Torres Strait. My clan is Daibau, with a lineage to Argan from my father's side. Everybody knows each other, and it's always friendly and smiling. Walk down the street in the morning, you always be greeted with a hello. It's a place where culture still thrives, and it's enriching. Place where I call home, and when I really want to go and get reconnected to myself and to the environment again, that's my place where I escape to. The Torres Strait Islanders are identified as Melanesians, based around the sea culture. So we're seafaring people who exist with the island lifestyle, and that's pretty much the only main difference between the Aboriginal and the Torres Strait Islander people. Cultural beliefs are similar, our stories are similar, the cultural connection, it's the same, one and the same. The Torres Strait Island in this region is the point in Australia where both cultures intertwine, where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island culture meet and become one. White settlement in the Torres Strait would govern and dictate how islander would live, but it wasn't as much as what mainland Australia had experienced. Every island was situated that it was able to protect and withhold the culture within that area. The Torres Strait Islanders that suffered the most was the Cowra-Reg people. That was the experiences and the stories that we've heard come out of our elders. The Cowra-Reg people was forcibly removed by gunpoint and taken to the outer islands to be settled in Moa. And then the missionaries came in and wanted to settle a mission. Again, the Cowra-Reg people was forcibly removed from there too. You can still see the effects being suffered by the Cowra-Reg people today. Cowra-Reg people are Aboriginal people, and they have very close kinships and relationships with the Torres Strait Islander people from the outer islands. It's a unique part of Australia because of that. That's where the cultures all meet. This is Jailbreak, and I'm your host, Mau Power, reaching out to men and women wherever you are in the system. 2SER 107.3 FM.
Waiting for the dawn.
My grandfather has been the first musical influence in my life. Traveling with him to local gigs from when I was 5 years old to him giving me my first guitar and then taking me to the first recording session of this song, Follow the Sun.
You went away.
The first time that I was introduced to a real recording studio inspired me to make the decision that this is what I want for the rest of my life, is just to be working in studios. Seaman Dan, my grandfather has been all the way from Torres Straits. He is 90 years old. Started out very young in the pearling industry, 16 years old. He went into the mining industry, and it wasn't until he was 70 years old that he got the opportunity to record and perform professionally. An inspiration in my life. So all the way from Torres Straits, the blues musician, ARIA Award winner, Seaman Dan. That relationship I have with my grandfather's music is the reason why I chose this song. Follow the Sun, the steady, steady man they call Seaman Dan.
You were out there, waiting for the sunrise, in your favorite chair, waiting for the dawn. Right from the start, you have always had this feeling to follow your heart, to follow the sun. You went away,
you went away,
leaving me with sorrow,
left me with sorrow,
waiting each day,
waiting each day,
for you to return,
for your return.
How can you go? Don't you know how much I need you? I'll wait for you while you follow the sun. Days turn to years,
years and years
of longing and yearning,
longing and yearning.
Too many tears,
many tears
now have been shed,
have been shed.
Then you came back. You're my life, you're my sunshine. Together we will follow the sun. Then you came back. You're my life, you're my sunshine.
Together we
will follow the sun.
Together we
will follow the sun. Together we will follow the sun.
Follow the Sun, the steady, steady man they call Seaman Dan. My name is Bala Mau Power, and I'm from the Torres Straits, which we call Zenith Kess. And you're listening to Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM. Listen to. The first time that I was introduced to this plethora of sound from hip-hop was of De La Soul, introduced to me by my uncle when I was about 9 years old. One of the first cassettes that I got stuck with me, it was such a catchy tune, fun, party vibe, but more of a communal vibe. And after listening to De La Soul, that's when I started really started rapping, you know, adding rap to the repertoire.
It's a pie together, no pepperoni. Yeah, you wanted extra cheese. Sometimes I gave you extras. How we divided slices like the Red Sea theory. I was Moses hopelessly scorned by your thorns of horror. Tried to bring that fairy tale life. You wanted horror. But my microscope couldn't see a cope with that. I had to bolt from that and left it dead in the sea. It's better for me. I'm satisfied with repping for D.
We were certified hot, then dropped to lukewarm. Now we back up in the spot, claiming never been gone. To cut us off, wanna reattach us now.
Them girls who brush us off say they want some numbers to die.
Yeah, I get that some number and some lumber to pile. Then catch a curve from my kid.
Won't show me love if I break.
So stick to the same plan. Don't come shaking my hand like we peeps. It ain't beef, but be sure to understand. Between us, it ain't all
to rap is an art form that forces you to use all tools that you have in your arsenal. The amount of research and understanding of how words and context and flows put together, I learned more from rap than I did with English. You know, I've learned more from rap and creating rap songs than what I did with mathematics, because all of that scientific process, mathematical process, language and literature goes into the form of it, even history. That's the beauty of the art. Nas has been a big influence in my life, lyrically, through the culture of hip-hop, and I'm a huge follower of his music. Just the way he's able to put storytelling into a lyrical syntax that makes it so profound with the words that he uses was a major impact into my writing, and being able to use different words and metaphors, a verse using words that were so obscure, lyrical storytelling of what a true MC in the culture of hip-hop is. If you listen to the music that I present, I really am conscious about the lyrical content as much as the storytelling.
Thugs hustling for cars that cost dough, to the big dogs living large, taking it light, pushing big toys, getting nice, join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few tried to take it, belt tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence is felt.
This is Jailbreak, and I'm your host, Mile and Mile Power, all the way from the Torres Strait, 2SER 107.3 FM. Reaching out to men and women wherever you are in the system. So this is Nas. Nas is like.
Yeah. Freedom of jail, clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau. And also, when ice join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few tried to take it. Belt tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence is felt. And of course, NAS are the letters that spell.
Nas is like life or death. I'm a rapper. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Earth, wind, and fire, rims and tires, bulletproof glass inside is the realest driver. Planets in orbit, line them up with the stars. Tarot cards, you can see the Pharaoh Nas. Iron Mike, Messiah type, before the Christ, after the death, the last one left. Let my cash invest in stock, came a long way from blasting. Techs on blocks, went from Seiko to Rolex. Owning acres from the projects with no chips to large cake though. Dimes, giving fellatio, siete zeros. Bet my nine spit for the pesos, but what's it all worth? Can't take it with you under this earth. Rich men died and tried, but none of it worked. They just robbed your grave. I'd rather be alive and paid before my numbers call, history's made. Some will fall, but I rise, thug or die. Making choices that determine my future under the sky. To rob, steal, or kill, I'm wondering why. It's a dirty game. Is any man worthy of fame? My success to you, even if you wish me the opposite. Sooner or later, we'll all see who the prophet is.
Not just like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Not just like, not just like half man, half amazing.
Come on,
no doubt. Not just like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Nazis like sex to a nympho, but nothing sweet. I'm like beef, busting heat through your windows. I'm like a street sweeper, green leaf reaper. Like Greeks in Egypt, learning something deep from their teachers. I'm like crime, like your nine. Your man you would die for, always got you. I'm like pop dude you would cry for. I'm like a whole lot of loot,
I'm like Chris Money, corporate accounts from a rich company. I'm like ecstasy for ladies. I'm like all races combined in one man. Like the 99 Summer Jam, bulletproof, I'm a man. I'm like being locked down around new faces and none of them fam. I'm the feeling of a millionaire spending 100 grand. I'm a poor man's dream, a thug poet. Live it and I write it down and I watch it blow up. Y'all know what I'm like, y'all play it in your system every night now.
Not just like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Nas is like, this is 2SER 107.3 FM and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Don't go away, we're coming back after some messages.
I have been locked up, now away from my family and my community. Stay strong and proud. Don't share it, Fit. You're worth it.
There's a pagan moon rising from the coral sea. Red as the embers of his fire.
Maye Mseungapa, Delia from Torres Strait. I want to talk for you about hepatitis C, a blood-borne virus. It causes liver disease. If you've been using a needle, get tested for hepatitis C. Talk for clinic nurse for you. This one is confidential service. Or ring Hep C line. This one is free call.
In our culture, we share most things, but sharing needles is definitely not one of them. If you have to share, make sure the needle is cleaned thoroughly.
Hi, I'm Ray, and I've done a bit of time myself. If you must use in jail, stay safe and keep your gear clean. In New South Wales, bleach is yellow and called Fincol. It's the best way to kill the virus. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit. Always use cold water as hot water clots the blood, and clean the spoon and any other equipment. If you aren't sure how to clean a fit in your jail, look out for posters or any information that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service.
This is Jailbreak, and I'm your host, Mal Pawak. This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Tupac is probably one of the most complex and profound artists as a storyteller, an actor, a rapper, a poet. And as a young black man in this country, and you know, a young black teen at that time listening to his music, his story resonated with me, and you're wanting to be a rapper after that to tell these stories. It spoke completely to the community, not only in the US, but same things here in Australia. That's how people at that time connected so well with Tupac. I had every Tupac album, and the emotional content and the stories in his music began influencing my life and an inspiration in music. California Love was the first song I heard of Tupac, and it was introduced to me by my uncle, the same uncle that introduced me to De La Soul. I remember having the single. This was when cassettes turned into CDs, so I had the CD single with the CD discman listening to this song by this artist called Tupac. A couple of years later, I would lose my uncle to this epidemic we have in our community called suicide. So all the music that I have experienced from him brings me back to that memory. To the listeners out there listening to this, I mentioned suicide. And I know within our communities and our families, it's a very big epidemic. And it's also something that's very close to a lot of people. We don't speak about it enough. Going through my time, I also had dark thoughts about walking down that path. And a lot of people that I know have. If you're going through things like that, just understand these thoughts are only thoughts, and you can have the power and will to change those thoughts. How I was able to get through during the time, having these moments, contemplating that as an alternative or that as an option. As a young male at the time, a young black male, we don't talk about our feelings and our emotions. What was great for me was the people I was sharing blocks with. We formed a bond, and I was able to talk about things, not too much in depth, but was able to say, I'm feeling like this right now. Some of the old timers will come and say, look, don't worry, man, just don't do it hard. Let's just go and play some cards and get your mind off this. I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but I was setting up an internal program that I was able to utilize after I left. It took many years of understanding it, but being a lot more older and having children, I am a strong advocate about expressing your emotions. The fact that it's not shame to be able to feel. Anybody who knows me, if I feel like crying, I cry. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. If I'm feeling a certain way, I tell someone who's close to me. Allowing that to release out of your body, you're letting that emotion go. And I really teach that to the next generation. I say, don't hold it in, because it's like you're holding a whole heap of poison in. You have to let it out. I've learned different ways to handle emotions and thoughts. Any thoughts of stress, any thoughts of anger, any thoughts of sadness. I stop and take a moment to think about the thought, and then try to step outside and look back at this thought and say to myself, what am I really feeling this emotion about? Try to disconnect and isolate the thought to be exactly what it is. It's just the feeling at that time. Every time I hear Tupac, I hear my uncle. I remember my uncle playing it on his Panasonic, and I stole the CD. I borrowed the CD, took it with me to play with my Walkman, and that introduced me to all Tupac's music.
But damn.
Ice-T is one of the pioneers in West Coast rap. He speaks about the other side being in their life. He talks about the consequences of the actions of things. And this was very profound for me, and what could happen if you commit your life to a certain lifestyle.
11. What's up with heaven? It's hell when you're an orphan at an early age.
What do I say when people say rap incites violence? Violence existed in this world for many generations. Generational trauma that is passed on from people's worldviews, experiences, that is inherited. Rap doesn't incite violence. I believe rap is a mirror, reflects the society that they live in or the experience that they come from. You know, when I talk about any type of issue or topic within my music, it's not made up. It's a reflection of the life that I've lived and the issues that come from my community. I think the thing with rap is a lot of people don't understand what it is, and it is such a powerful art form that can cut across any generation. Rap is not censored because it is driven by the emotion of the person with the pen, because it's so in your face, it's so real. So rap doesn't excite violence. Violence exists. This is what's really happening in our streets. He was real with it. I got a lot out of listening to his music to be able to put that in my own music. This is Balamau Power, all the way from the Torres Straits. This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday Nights 9:30. Why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits any center. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program. I had the opportunity to record with one of my idols in the Australian music industry. Archie Roach was very special to me. Recording my first album, The Show Will Go On, I wanted to tell the story of where I was in life, freeing myself from all the mental slavery. So I call it the mental emancipation stories I was telling myself, blaming my past, blaming everything that happened to me as the issues that held me back from being a better version of who I can be. And that's how freedom came out. It's a song of empowerment. It's a song about perseverance. It's a song about resilient no matter what life throws at you, but also understanding that you have the power to change the mind state and change in your life. It's been an amazing experience, and it's been an honor to be able to share my story to all the listeners out there. Why don't you have a go or ask for your favorite track? Write to Jailbreak Care of 2SER, P.O. Box 123, Broadway 2007. Families or staff, email jailbreak at 2ser.com. And make sure you check out Jailbreak Facebook page, search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe and the traditional custodians of the land on which Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock and is one of the many great projects of the Community Restorative Centre supporting post-release prisoners and families in New South Wales. Tune in again, 2SER 107.3 FM, Jailbreak Sunday Nights 9:30. But thank you listeners there for sharing your time with me. I want to leave you with one final message before I leave the show. To all my brothers and my sisters doing the time is what they're doing. And by doing time, I'm not only mean being incarcerated, but doing time in life, because we all go through hardships. If you can take the moment to really look inside yourself and understand that you have the power to change internally and find hope, sharing this time with you guys and a bit of my story has given you a bit of insight, changing that mind state. Greatest change that can happen to a person starts within.